A few years ago, Frank Burris drove outside the city limits of Lagos, Nigeria. He had one goal in mind, to find a man who had lost his penis.
I didn't fully appreciate the situation at the time, but the guy I was with thought for sure we were going to die.
Let's back up for a second. So Frank Burris is a writer.
I do mostly magazine work.
He and his wife were both born in Minnesota.
We sort of came back when we had kids, like trout swimming upstream.
But he's lived all over the U.S., as well as Italy, Thailand, and Tanzania. He's written for Harper's and The Atlantic. His work earned him a spot in the 2015 edition of Best American Travel Writing. And several years ago, Burris is living in Portland, Oregon, freelance writing and working at a bookstore. He sees this BBC article about a mob in Nigeria who descends upon 12 people after they are accused of, quote, making people's genital organs disappear. A couple months later, he sees a similar report from another West African country. He does some more digging and finds out that, in West Africa, these are not isolated incidents.
So what happens is a person feels like their genitals have been stolen by someone. They'll sort of look around for someone who looks like they did it, and that person will be blamed, and then a lot of times they'll be killed by a mob of angry people.
The stories stick with him. A few years later, Burris and his wife have moved to Madison, Wisconsin, and he ends up traveling to Nigeria to report on this phenomenon. He doesn't speak the language, he's only got one contact who's a friend of a friend, but he gets a lead from a story in the newspaper. The story is about this guy called Wasiu Karimu, who's sitting on the bus when the woman next to him brushes past him and he feels his penis retracting inside his body. Obviously, he freaks out. The people around him close in on her, they actually try and kill her, but a police patrol is passing by and they stop it before she's hurt. Burris wants to hear from Karimu, to ask him about what happened. But when he gets to the house, he and the guy he's with are met with these kind of shady guys. They're trying to make sure that he wasn't sent by the woman on the bus, who supposedly stole Wasiu Karimu's penis. Penis theft is just one small thread of the larger themes that Burris is exploring in his new book. It's called The Geography of Madness, Penis Thieves, Voodoo Death, and the Search for Meaning in the World's Strangest Symptoms. What the book is really about is how we are shaped by our culture, and specifically, what kind of illnesses do we, as a culture, think are real and take seriously.
That was what was more interesting to me, was how firmly everyone believes in this, and that is clear evidence of how powerful this culture is and how much it shapes the world that we think exists around us.
In his book, Burris talks a lot about culture-bound syndromes, which are illnesses that are only found within certain cultures. So, for example, we don't have these same reported cases of penis theft in the U.S.
You have to believe in the possibility of your genitals being stolen.
But culture-bound syndromes exist everywhere, according to Burris, including in America. Take depression, for example.
We do have this idea that in our culture that happiness is something that is a normal state of being, enthusiasm is your normal state of being, and so if you're not feeling those things, you're sort of not normal.
But if we weren't expected to be happy all the time, Burris says, then maybe being sad would be less of a red flag in need of medical attention. Instead, Burris says, depression would feel more a regular part of everyday life.
Which is not to say people don't get depressed in other cultures, but what we think of as this kind of biochemical thing is not so straightforward.
And that may help explain why some Americans are turning to practices like acupuncture and yoga to feel better.
I think people are looking for more dynamic understandings of health and well-being and illness.
For KFAI, this is Sophie Nikitas.